Welcome to the BFM studio. We've got Jacqueline and Jack. Jacqueline in here representing the play portfolio for the Auckland City Council. And Jack in here representing Questbook. And I guess you're a bit of a Dungeons and Dragons legend.
A little bit. No, not at all.
Now, the reason you're in here this morning, we've got an interesting week happening across Tamaki Makaurau, especially in the central city. Is it called Play Week?
It is called Play Week. It's an initiative which Sport New Zealand started, but with a lot of the councils around the country and also regional sports trusts around the country finding ways to celebrate play and encourage everybody to play and have fun. Mm-hmm.
What sort of activities are happening over this week?
Well, we've already had some cool stuff because we started last Friday with a very cool webinar with a play expert from the UK telling us mm-hmm. about how to make a playful city. We had some amazing activations over the weekend. Like, we had a really cool play cafe where you sat there and a waiter brought you a menu of play opportunities and then brought play to your table, which was very cool. Mm-hmm. We've got various things going on this week. So late this afternoon, for example, in Silo Park, there's a workshop on how to design street games. Mm-hmm. We have events like Jack's Dungeons and Dragons event later on this week. We have an amazing workshop tomorrow talking about urban play. We have one of our Auckland conversations, one of our council Auckland conversations, talking about how to make the city a playful space. And then next weekend in Aotea Centre, we've got loads of play going on in the square all weekend.
This is beyond just playgrounds, right? Just, you know.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, how so? I mean, that's how I suppose people traditionally might frame up playing around the city, is like look for the local playground. What other ways are people able to play?
Well, that is exactly the purpose of my job, which is the coolest job at council, without doubt. So we do really good playgrounds in Auckland. We have like 900 playgrounds across the city, but what they all have in common is that they're usually for younger kids. Mm-hmm. And by about the age of 7 or 8, a lot of kids have outgrown them. They've learnt how to climb and balance and do all those awesome things, but we need places for them to play beyond that. So my big purpose in life really is to see how can we make the whole city a playful space? So how can we make it that kids can go anywhere and feel like they can play and have fun? Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's kids' jobs at the end of the day, is to play. And also, how can everybody else play? Because we've got this a bit of a situation where we think of play as just something that kids can do, but actually play is just stuff we do mostly just for fun. And when you think about it like that, we all do play already, but we just don't really think of it like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm really keen, for example, for us to include playful furniture in our urban spaces, street furniture, for example, that serves its purpose as a seat or a rubbish bin, but maybe has a little bit of whimsy or a little bit of joy in it. Really keen for us to normalise the idea that trees are there to climb and have fun in. They're not, you know, our parks aren't tree museums. They're actual places where we should be interacting and having fun. Mm-hmm. We have obviously amazing beaches where there's so much scope to play. So we're trying to normalise the idea that play is an everywhere activity. And that's why people like Sport New Zealand have created roles like mine in partnership with councils to just do exactly that, to take play beyond playgrounds. So playgrounds are like the starting place for play, but not the only place for play. And then that means everybody can join, and it's not just the kids at the playground who get to have fun.
Mm-hmm. What other stuff is Sport New Zealand doing?
Sport New Zealand has just created a play sector. Like, it's amazing. They have put roles like mine into several councils around the country. They've also put corresponding roles into regional sports trusts, and those people work with schools in particular, really making sure that we're talking to tamariki and finding out from them what they want to do. Because mm-hmm. what we often do when it comes to play, we ask the adults, we're like, we're going to build this playground, what should it have in it? And we don't actually talk to the kids, and it's actually bonkers. We don't talk to the people who will actually benefit and use the space. So between my role and the four amazing play leads at the Regional Sports Trust in Auckland, we work together all the time. So I work to unlock funding from people like our local boards across the city. Mm-hmm. And then the Regional Sports Trust play leads work with me to make sure that I have the insights and the information I need to give good advice about what we can do with that money to make the city more fun.
There must be obviously a bit of a design element that goes into this. At what point do you start, say you're looking at a space, what point do you enlist designers and go, hey, this is the way that we could make this space work the best for?
Well, when it comes to urban spaces, what we're trying to do is to normalise the idea that when we're looking to, you know, refresh a town centre, which lots of local boards do, or do stuff in the city centre, which obviously we have a whole city centre design team, but we also have council organisations like Eki Panuku, who do a lot of our big urban regeneration projects. Eki Panuku is awesome because they do think about play as something which is part of their remit already. It's kind of already in their heads, which is great. So it should be something that we think of from the beginning. Like, we feels like we've kind of got a bit of a very dull grown-up sensibility sometimes when it comes to how we design our urban spaces, and everything is very grey and beige and very tasteful, and they doesn't spark joy if you're going to be all Marie Kondo about it, you know. Whereas when we go, if we go to places like, if Kiwis go to Melbourne and they see like laneway art, and we all lose our minds because it's so vibrant and amazing. It's like, how do we bring some of that back here? How do we make our city a vibrant, colourful, amazing place? Things like colour is such an easy way to add a sense of playfulness and joy to an urban space. Things like street furniture, which can maybe serve more than one purpose. Like, kids will try and climb on everything and have fun on everything, but we could actually create opportunities to do that. We could design that in deliberately. You know, we could create things like rubbish tins, which you pitch your rubbish into like you're shooting a three-pointer. Like, it doesn't diminish the use of the rubbish tin as a rubbish tin, but it just adds a bit of fun, which kids and adults alike will enjoy. One other thing I'm really trying to do is, when I talk about trying to use parks that don't have playgrounds in them as playful spaces, I'm actually trying to spread the role of designing those spaces. So what we've been doing is creating what we call adventurous nature spaces. So, you know, we've got 4,500 parks in Auckland, phenomenal number of parks, and about 900 playgrounds. So we've got thousands of parks that don't have playgrounds in them. They should all be seen as playful spaces. Like, when I was growing up in the deep, dark ages of the 1970s and 1980s, we were out playing in those spaces all the time. We didn't go to playgrounds, but we had that freedom to do that. So what I'm doing now is, if, for example, our arborists have to cut a tree down in a park, which happens, or if a tree gets blown over, which also happens in cyclones and stuff, rather than us chopping up that tree and taking it away, what I've started doing is working with our arborists and saying, okay, what can we do to trim that tree to make it something which we can leave in place, which becomes something which kids can climb on and play on? We did one last year in Mairangi Bay, in a park in Mairangi Bay after the cyclone, and just recently there's been a tree come down in Otara next to Tupu Youth Library, a big oak tree. And so, yeah, the arborists are working on that now, and we're going to leave it in place. We're going to remove things which could be a hazard, like broken branches, but it's going to be left in place as a climbable play structure. But it's a different type of play to playgrounds, and it's something which kids can maybe graduate to, and also I suspect adults will use as well, and certainly teenagers will use.
Yes. Now, a play week that's happening this week across Tamaki Makaurau, on the adult tip, there's going to be some Dungeons and Dragons taking place. Jack, talk us through what you're going to be doing this week.
So we're down at the Ellen Melville Centre on Friday at 6 o'clock. And basically it's just open up to anyone that's interested. Usually there's a group of people that just already play D&D. They're fine. They're having a great time.
They know what they're doing?
They know what they're doing. We don't have to worry about those guys. There's also people that just, it's never going to vibe with them. They're off doing their own thing. D&D isn't a good fit.
Yes.
But there are so many people out there that's that in it, like that little circle that's close to D&D, that's kind of like might try it out but just hasn't had the opportunity to do it. Whether you don't have friends that know how to play, or you just haven't had time to really explore it. So creating events and spaces like this to be able to go, okay, well, come try it out, come give it a go. We're trying to convert those people, not convert, but just like give the opportunity to people to be able to go, yeah, that is something that I like, because sitting around a table telling a story with each other for 3 hours is such a cool thing to do. The more people that give it a go and go, wow, there's so much more to this, the better.
So there's going to be a whole lot of like Dungeons and Dragons set up down there, and there's going to be open play where people can come and join a game and learn the ropes as far as Dungeons and Dragons go. Okay, all right.
The best way to learn is just to play.
Yes.
So we just give you a character sheet and just throw you straight into an adventure. There's no kind of like looking at rules or whatever, because basically you just need to imagine what you would do in a situation, and you're playing D&D.
Excellent. What else is on the cards this week?
So tonight we have this really cool street games design workshop down at Silo Park, which is from 6 till 9. I think people can probably just drop in there and join in. We're working with this amazing consultancy called The Open Fort, which is run by a couple of very cool guys. They do a lot of work with council to deliver play activations in general, especially across the summer months around the city. So they are running that session, and they're going to talk people through what they do when they create a new game. They've run some awesome stuff last weekend, and they've got more stuff going on this coming weekend in Aotea Square. They have these cool things like this game called Hunger Ball, which is in this big inflatable kind of arena, like a big kind of inflatable swimming pool, and you get in there and you're wearing inflatable stuff, and it's just really cool and really physical and fun. They'll also have other stuff there like loose parts play and things like that, which is the kind of stuff that once kids get past kindy, they don't get a lot of opportunity to try anymore. It's really crazy. When kids are at kindy, they get stuck in, like my kids used to go along and they'd come back with these massive wooden things that are created with hammers and hot glue guns and all this quite highly, you know, challenging stuff for little kids. Then they get to primary school and they don't get to do any of that anymore, which is a bit of a failing, really, of our system. So things like loose parts play can really give kids and adults an opportunity to use their imaginations and to use items in different ways. And like I said, we've got a few kind of talky things as well, because while it's awesome to have opportunities to celebrate play and to have fun, we're really trying to change views on play. I mean, a lot of people just assume play is fine and kids get to play all the time and this isn't a problem. But the reason why Sport New Zealand has created roles like mine is because children don't get to play as much as they used to. It is declining. Opportunities to play are declining. And there's all sorts of reasons for that. You know, families are busier, kids are busier. A lot of families prioritise kind of productive extracurricular activities over like just free time to play and have fun. But play is fundamental for kids. Like, it's fundamental for their development, every kind of development, their physical, their emotional, their cognitive, their social development. You learn so much through play. And also for well-being. Like, play's fun. It makes you feel good. It makes you happy. And that should be what childhood in particular is all about. I mean, it should be what life is all about, but particularly for kids, you know? So while we're trying to have these cool events and these activations where people can come along and have an awesome time, whether that is like Dungeons and Dragons or whether that is Hunger Ball or whatever form that takes, we're also trying to have these kind of conversations about what is the importance of play. So we've got our Auckland Conversation event in Aotea Centre on Thursday night, which is one of Council's big Auckland conversations that they have quite often about urban issues. So that's with a whole range of panellists and speakers talking about what does it mean to turn Tamaki Makaurau into a playful city? Like, what are the rights of play? Why are they important? Why do we need to protect them? What's our role in that? Because what we really want to do is get adults who are not thinking about this stuff to actually start understanding and recognising that we do have to give time, space and permission for kids to play, and we all have a role in that.
Yes, excellent. Now, if people want to find out more, where is the best resource for them to head to find out what's on and what they can check out?
The easiest thing is to just Google Our Auckland Play Week, and then you will come up with articles and also an event listing, which will give people all the information about everything that's on for the rest of the week, right up until next Sunday, the 3rd of November.
Excellent. All right, people of Tamaki, get out and get amongst. I'm just looking, watching that newsreader walk in. There we go. All right. Hey, Jack Quillen. And Jack, thank you so much for making the trek into BFM this morning. All right, people, get out there and enjoy Play Week happening right across Tamaki Makaurau at the moment.